From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Ukraine says it never shipped defense technology to North Korea. That denial coming after the New York Times reported the North may have purchased rocket engines on the black market from a Ukrainian factory. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert was asked about the report Tuesday.
In the past, I know that Ukraine has prevented the shipments of some sensitive materials to nations that we would be certainly very concerned about. As a general matter, we don't comment on intelligence reports. Ukraine, though, we have to say, has a very strong non-proliferation record, and that includes specifically with respect to the DPRK.
There are growing concerns about the rapid improvement in Pyongyang's missile program, including two recent tests of intercontinental ballistic missiles capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. Bruce Bennett is a defense analyst with the RAND Corporation.
Look at the Musudan missile, which is less complicated than an ICBM engine, and yet North Korea's missile launches of the Musudan failed apparently 7 out of 8 times last year. For their missile to launch twice in a row quite successfully, that led me to believe that these were engines that they had purchased from the Ukrainians as opposed to built on their own.
Reuters quotes a U.S. intelligence official suggesting North Korea is not reliant on imports of engines but has the ability to produce them domestically. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga is expected to announce Wednesday his strategy to oppose results of this month's presidential election that he lost to incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. Odinga claimed the vote was fraudulent. Meanwhile, the government's trying to close down two groups that have raised questions about the outcome. The Independent Kenya Human Rights Commission and the Africa Center for Open Governance are considering legal challenges to the election results. This is VOA News. President Ernest Bai Koroma has appealed for international help as Sierra Leone struggles to cope with a massive mudslide caused by heavy rains that killed nearly 400 people. Hundreds are still missing. John James is a spokesman for the UN Children's Fund UNICEF.
There's a whole mix of housing there, so you've got some impressive villas as well, but some small shacks as well. But a lot of that has just all disappeared in the earth movement and sort of pushed down the bottom of the valley. Lots of people in that area, real signs of devastation, people wailing, people crying as they're looking for their loved ones, but a real tragedy for the country, difficult to really hope for survivors being found now.
Thousands of Sierra Leoneans have been made homeless by the mudslides. The U.S. has accused Islamic State of carrying out a reign of terror targeting religious minorities. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson presided over the unveiling of the State Department's annual International Religious Freedom Report.
As we make progress in defeating ISIS and denying them their caliphate, their terrorist members have and continue to target multiple religions and ethnic groups for rape, kidnapping, enslavement, and even death.
Tillerson said almost 80% of the global population live with restrictions on or hostilities to limit their freedom of religion. Zambia's opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema has been freed from detention after the state prosecutor dropped treason charges against him. 5 others were also released. Hichilema had been in prison since April following a traffic incident in which he allegedly held up President Edgar Lungu's motorcade. President Donald Trump has denounced both white nationalists and counter-protesters for the violence that occurred Saturday in Charlottesville, Virginia, that killed 3 people.
You had a group on one side and you had a group on the other, and they came at each other with clubs, and it was vicious, and it was horrible, and it was a horrible thing to watch. But there is another side. There was a group on this side, you can call them the left, you've just called them the left, that came violently attacking the other group. So you can say what you want, but that's the way it is.
The white supremacists had gathered to protest the proposed removal of a statue of Civil War Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Mr. Trump has been criticized for not singling out only the white supremacists. In Portugal, at least 13 were killed Tuesday, dozens injured, after a huge tree crashed down on a popular religious festival on the island of Madeira. The towering oak was believed to be more than 200 years old. Zimbabwe's First Lady, Grace Mugabe, is back home after failing to turn herself in to South African police to face assault charges. It's unclear why the 52-year-old Grace Mugabe allegedly attacked 22-year-old model Gabriella Engels with an extension cord at a Johannesburg hotel. Engels filed assault charges with the police. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.